This is really take two, because guess who just didn't press record?
I'm so grateful you didn't press record at least once.
Oh, but I felt like that was such a great intro.
That's okay.
Oh, wow. Anywho. Hey, everyone. I'm Amber.
And I'm Ryan. And she did not press record. I love it.
And this is Art Beauty, the real truth
about the fake shit.
And the idiots who forget how to use their equipment. Are you twerking over there?
I totally just twerked.
You're so happy that I failed. We are so competitive.
Well, no, it's not that we're competitive. It's that there was a time where I totally didn't press record and you had to call me and be like, I have not any of that audio from that interview.
Yeah.
And I need you. I can hear what you said.
Yeah, but we did it. We made it work.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I just sounded real quiet that episode. And I so wasn't.
And weirdly enough, it was like one of the best ones we ever did. Just kidding.
Oh.
You are the star of this showboat, honey.
Right next to you, dear.
Mm-hmm. We were good together, would you say? We're on our Oprah and Gail road trip.
That was so funny. You burst out laughing.
Oh.
We really are having a lot of fun, and we hope you're having fun listening, because we most certainly are.
We certainly are. And today, we have an interesting episode, because this is something that, admittedly, the topic I was so surprised about. I met a gorgeous woman, younger woman, and I was like, what do? What's your skincare routine? Tell me everything. And she admitted that she had recently had a chin implant. I think my chin fell to the floor because I had always thought that chins were for big, beefy dudes.
Like
the guys who get calf implants.
Yeah.
Also were getting chin implants.
Seriously, I am so excited to get a chin implant. I'm not even I've waited. It's part of like my, it's in my next five, you know. Like,
your
you know your 5-year plan? You know your like
your 5-year plan.
Your 5-year plan? Yeah, of aging. My 5-year plan of aging definitely includes chin implants.
So smart. I love that you just said that. So when people are like, what's your 5-year plan? I'm like, of aging.
Yeah. No, I got that.
Here we go. So do I bring in, are we talking like Ricky Martin from?
Yes, I always go to Ricky.
Live in La Vida Loca or?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, like, listen, I used to really look like him.
Yeah.
And as we've aged, like, I'm trying. Yeah, he's my J-Lo.
Okay.
He is my J-Lo.
Makes sense. And you know what? I love today, our guest today, Dr. Yael Halas, is really going to explain to us the misconceptions that around chin implants.
Yeah, I really don't have any, especially after that quote-unquote self-made billionaire redid her entire face, allegedly, with her lips. And I was like, but what about everything else? Yeah, well, I talk about it later. Yeah.
You're so right. I love that you pay attention to this stuff. But in my defense today, even Dr. Yael Halas, our guest, said that there is a big misconception about who needs a chin implant. So I'm just going to let her tell us all about it.
So, you know, a lot of the times, you know, even I am a little bit loath to bring it up because your reaction is not atypical. A lot of people are like, a chin implant? What the heck are you talking about? Like, no, I'm fine. But if you think about it, what is the dividing border between our face and our neck? We really do have to have a nice, good border. You have to have a nice defining jawline. And if you don't have that, then it just is like a big blob going running together. And it's not just so you can have a good profile. You just want to have a good division between the two. And if you don't have a strong, good chin, and I'm not talking about Jay Leno, but you just want to have like a clear border mm-hmm. between face and neck. And a chin is really, that's its all important job. And when we're looking at models, and even when we look at models of like, wow, they're being so inclusive. They have an aged model. They have a 60-year-old, a 50-year-old on the cover. They always have these great jawlines. And it's because they have like a good, strong chin. Not Jay Leno, but like a good, strong, defining chin.
Wow. I mean, so this is something that you're all up on.
And I'll so be getting one.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, well, I guess.
Saving it for like maybe 45, but okay. It's on my like 10-year plan.
Well, for sure, everybody doesn't have to get a chin implant.
I totally disagree.
I mean, if you look at somebody's profile and you can basically like draw a line down from dropping down from the lip straight down to the chin. If you draw a vertical straight down and it lines up, you're good. If it's behind, then you're a little bit back.
Don't you find that with harmony in the face, you know, when people do facelifts, when people alter their noses, sometimes when they add in a scotch of a chin or even just like a scotch of a cheek, like it all brings it together. But the chin is the, like, as you said, it's the border.
The chin really can do a lot of things because, yes, I mean, 100%. There's so many times that people are coming in for rhinoplasty or for their nose and they think that their nose is huge. And I'm like, the nose is not an issue. It's because the chin is so far back that the nose is looking so prominent. And if we just put a little bit of chin in, we balance the face, the cheekbones all of a sudden will look a little bit more prominent. The nose doesn't look as prominent. And even if they then still refuse to do the chin, it's always a bit of an issue because how far back in do you bring the nose when the chin is still going to be an issue? And as that person ages, if you don't have a good, strong chin, think about it. The second that those jowls form and they start to descend, if there's not a good strong chin there, not a good strong jawline, you're going to see those jowls forming in 3 seconds.
Right. Is a chin implant like, I'm like a very baby, are we talking silicone? Is it like a little pouch?
So it can be made out of a little silicone. It's not, it's very different than the breast implant.
Okay.
Breast implants, if you think about it, have to, again, interesting visual with my hands right now, are going to move around a bit.
She's doing the squishy movement. Uh-huh.
But chin implants aren't. Chin implants are being placed on in a very precise pocket on top of your bone. They are not moving.
Got it.
So that could be one of the reasons why we think that you don't get some of the issues that you get with breast implants, scar contracture and the need to replace it.
So is it harder?
So it's definitely firmer.
Okay.
You actually will not feel the difference between your bone and where the chin implant is.
Oh, so why? Do they like kind of graft it along the bone?
It's placed in such a precise pocket underneath the fibrous envelope of the bone that it really just blends right in.
I love when you talk nerdy to me. Okay.
I feel like I feel like I'm talking nerdy to you.
So now for me, so selfish question.
Always.
Can you go in through the mouth and I don't need the scar underneath?
You can, absolutely. Why? What are the two ways that we address this? We can either go through the mouth or we can go through right underneath the chin. And the difference is the mouth is a dirty place. So sometimes we don't love to do that because you're putting in a permanent implant. So ideally, you want it to be without no bacteria. So that's why sometimes going through the mouth isn't so preferred. But yes, for men who have a incredibly sexy beard, sometimes you don't want to give them that external scar, though often so many, particularly guys, already have a little scar underneath.
I do.
My husband does too. And I was just saying,
men.
My God. Yeah, he like
had it in two out of two.
His same place. He's like, I had it in a sledding accident.
I was trying to be a figure skater, but with hockey skates on.
Yeah. Oh, I feel
so
like
almost all men actually already have a scar there. So it actually usually is not such a big issue. And since I do a tremendous large number of beard transplants,
No biggie.
It's
no
not biggie. A biggie because I can take a few. I can actually even take some of your beard hairs and transplant it to the scar at some point.
Okay, sold. So, and with the chin implant, can it elongate to my jawline too? And can you add a little more to my jawline with the chin implant?
Yes. And we were talking about shape. So it used to be years back that we would put in they would be shaped like we would call them like little buttons. They would look like little footballs. But now we tend to use more what we call an extended anatomical that fills that pre-jowl space. And when you do that, you get that elongated jowl. And actually, a lot of the times that women are complaining so early about getting pre-jowls or feeling that they just have that chubby face. And the reason men are growing beards or goatees is because they're hiding the fact that they don't really have that great jawline that they wish they had. And then once you pop that chin implant in, all of a sudden they have that defined jawline. And also people who love it are people who feel like they have that little like under under the chin, like fat pouch.
Yeah.
And they lose weight, but they still have that pouch there. Even without doing liposuction, you just put the chin in, all of a sudden that's gone.
So what is the procedure like? If we're coming in and we're not sure that we're ready for this, is there any way to sort of envision this?
Yeah, we definitely have an imaging system that we can take your picture and we can draw a chin on you.
Right.
What has been incredibly popular over the past few years, and maybe because of Instagram, maybe because of the apps, people come in having imaged themselves with an app that they have on their phone, or we do fillers all the time. We have fillers that last 6 months. We have fillers that last 2 years.
So and you can try before you buy.
You try before you buy. We do injectables all the time.
So do you use a specific type of filler in the chin, or is it the same that you use in the face?
There are many different types. Really, a lot of the – I always prefer natural fillers. So okay. Any of the hyaluronic acid fillers really work well. And there's so many that good ones that are FDA approved and have different longevities.
Right.
I love it.
Okay. So then if we're going to have this done, what is that procedure like? Walk us through it. We come into the office that day.
You come into the office that day. Believe it or not, I actually perform quite a few of these under local
anesthesia. Wow. Yeah. That's what they do these days.
I believe it. Mm-hmm.
So we can maybe give you a Valium pill to relax or even an Ambien. The incision is going to be marked. Area is sterilely cleaned. We have our own accredited operating room here. Local anesthesia can be injected. You may not feel that at all if you choose to go with a little bit of mild anesthesia. We have board certified anesthesiologists here, in which case you take a slight nap and you wake up and it's totally done. A little bit of soreness. Frequently we do it from an incision right underneath the chin. Those stitches come out a week later. You could be a little bit sore. So maybe I'll say have a milkshake
right
first day or two. But otherwise, I've actually performed this on colleagues and they went and covered the facial plastic clinic the next day.
Wow. So like, is there anything, because I think that we don't realize how much our chin is involved in our speaking, and but you're saying you're good to go.
You'll be a bit swollen. You may look a little slightly, sorry, Jay Leno. You might look slightly Jay Leno-ish right. for the first week because you'll be a little bit swollen. Nothing that is so outrageous that people are stopping you down the street.
Right. And no big bandages?
The first day, I mean, when you leave.
We
put a bandage on you.
Late night in a Uber or a Lyft.
Totally. Yeah. With one of those big Samantha hats on.
And a hood.
And a hood.
Yeah, a little hoodie.
Yeah.
Always helps.
I love it.
I mean, it does take a couple weeks to the swelling till it goes down, but most people
love it.
Love it, and other people are not aware.
We always talk about it too. We're like, the problem is when you do any sort of facial thing, whether it's filler, well, really, we were talking about filler, and you get home that day and you see the swelling, and if you think,
it's
if
the perfect.
Swelling doesn't look swelling, like if it doesn't look super swollen to you, then you didn't do enough.
Yeah, seriously.
Because a lot of the times with filler, you'll be like swollen and you're like, oh, this looks great. And then it
subsides.
Swelling goes away and it's like, wah, wah, wah.
Yeah.
Should have done more. But that's a great thing about filler. You can always touch go up. Back and do more. Mm-hmm. And the great thing apparently about these chin implants now is that you can come in, you can do the imaging, you can do a filler mm-hmm. to simulate that before you go under the knife.
Exactly.
Ballpark costs on this, because we always have to ask, and I know it varies from surgeon to surgeon and state to state, but what are we looking at?
I'm going to say about $5,000.
Oh, okay. So on the low end of
facial procedures.
Facial procedures.
And to try before I buy, because I'm ready to go shave my face right now.
You're such a diva.
It depends on how many syringes, to be honest.
I'll need like 4 or 5.
So then you actually could be looking at the cost of surgery.
Yeah. So like... But again, I love a test drive.
You do.
Mm-hmm.
So the value is always, is what I always say to patients who do the injections, the value is there because then you at least know.
And knowing is half the battle.
And knowing is half the battle.
Is that really G.I. Joe?
But now it is. It is. Yes, it is.
Sorry.
Real American hero. If we were to do a chin implant and hate it, is it something that's reversible?
It is. It can be removed.
So you're also not. It's not like we're grafting it to the bone.
And there's lots of different shapes and they're even customizable.
All right, Dr. Hallis, thank you so much for really taking us through this procedure so we can put our best face forwards. If people want to come in and talk to you and try the imaging, possibly do the filler and or the procedure, what's the best way for them to find you?
So you can go to my website at drhalas.com, drhalas.com, or follow me on Instagram at drhalas.
Which you have some awesome Instagram before and afters.
Thank you.
I love it. That's actually how I found out about this and was like, we need to come in and discuss this. All right. Well, if anybody has questions for Dr. Halas that you'd want to shoot over to us, you can always write to us at hello@artbeautypodcast.com. We can always pass that along and or discuss it on a future podcast. And of course, you can follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Art Beauty Podcast.
We're going to see you next Tuesday.
Bye.